This is your local news report. I'm Dave Andrews. The Stanley County Commissioners recently denied four need-based grants for the Stanley County school system. And here is Glenda Gibson with the school board describing their timeline and their perspective of how this went down.
This is why the needs-based grant is so important. I want to run through with the board just a timeline. But for the board to understand, Dr. Dennis emailed the county manager, Andy Lucas, on August the 19th this year, 2024, with the information that was needed for the grant application. Mr. Lucas denied pursuing that grant in his email. There was a correspondence. A joint facilities and commissioner meeting was scheduled. We rescheduled that joint meeting for September the 6th. So it's just been recently. During that meeting, there was a great, enormous discussion about the grant information, the details, and the deadline for that grant, the needs-based grant, that it had to be turned in by September the 13th, 2024. We discussed in that meeting the loss of a grant priority ranking with DPI if Stanley County Schools did not submit an application.
School board member Robin Whitaker went on to talk about the four need-based applications. We'll also hear from Glenda Gibson and Chairwoman Carla Poplin.
And what I have had posed to me was, and we all know here, the commissioners approved the West Stanley Middle School addition in 2022 on our needs-based application, but denied it now for 2024. I want the board to understand that. We discussed in that meeting 3-year waiting period for the next grant opportunity, that basically that was what it would end up being, like a 3-year period if we just did not follow through with this grant application.
And also, Ms. Gibson, I want the public to understand that when we're saying needs-based grants, the county is paying a 5% match. It is not the entire amount. It is only 5% of the amount of the grant awarded.
A lottery price.
Yes. Okay.
Okay.
I think they need to understand, too, that we actually gave the commissioners four applications, one for a new Ober Elementary School, one for an addition to West Stanley Middle School, and then one each for two different high schools. So there was a total of four grant applications that were given to the commissioners for their approval.
So they could have a la carte pick and chose or accepted all. Okay. Thank you.
One of the need-based applications was for West Stanley Middle School and expansion there. And here's the school board discussing that particular project.
Speaking with you, and this was brought out in our joint meeting with the three commissioners. It was brought out that for West Stanley Middle School addition, that it would probably cost around $12.5 million.
Yes, ma'am.
Which would leave the commissioners with a cost of around $625,000. And that's all.
Correct.
To the taxpayer.
To the taxpayer.
Taxpayer would only have to pay the 5%.
Yes.
And then the state return of the lottery proceeds would fund the rest of that.
Now, they signed off on this in 2022 for the West Stanley Middle School addition.
The program was developed, and we've been trying to work with our commissioners to get them to apply for this and develop a plan where we can have things like that applied. By not applying, to Mrs. Gibson's point earlier, we're pulled off of that ranking list. And
and just one more thing. There is a set amount of money that is set aside to be divvied out of this lottery money each grant cycle, correct?
Correct. You know, $300 million plus or minus. But that goes across 115 school districts.
But if you don't apply, you know you're not going to get it.
You don't apply, you don't get it.
But when we've talked about the addition to West Stanley Middle School, and it's inevitable, I think that's going to be something that this board is going to be looking at very soon, just like we're talking about roofs. It's very soon that we're going to have to do this.
Here once again is board member Glenda Gibson and Dustin Liss talking about the timeline and her interaction with the commissioners.
I wanted to go back through and let the board know how our timeline of our our committee, working with the commissioners, the three commissioners, they all had all the information that we have gone over here and that we've continually gone over. They all had this information at hand. And I know that, you know, they were requesting, we want this full-blown facilities study done. Well, you know, when we came back with a question of if we have a study done, a study which we felt like needed to be rather narrow in its scope, could you give us assurances that action would be taken from the study? And the commissioners gave us no assurances. I want this board to know that. No assurances were given to us.
None, and in fact, the county manager mentioned in that same meeting that, you know, referencing the Cleveland County study that had several hundred million dollars worth of a capital improvement plan, that here, the county would, anything at $60 million and above would go for a bond referendum. So we spent a lot of time talking about this capital needs-based grant, the deadline. They had questions on the priority, and their commissioner committee is Chairman Law Hahn, Vice Chair Mike Barbie, and Peter Asciutto. So the point of ordering a full-blown, let's look at every building again when there's been no action taken on these buildings and going across the entire county to come up with several hundred million dollars that they aren't going to pay for now, and they're only going to kick it up to a vote in 10 more years when they've not done anything, it's going to be drastically higher, and it's a real waste of taxpayer resources. So yes, to your point, I was in there. They had every opportunity to ask all these questions. We discussed them, and at the end of the day, they left the meeting saying that they were not going to fund these. Going back to August from the county manager, who got that information on the application, and said, quote, they would be reluctant to, quote, provide a commitment to any additional matching funds for large capital projects without a strategic and comprehensive capital improvement plan being completed similar to the one that was done for Cleveland County. So they were notified in August.
A couple items of note. County Manager Andy Lucas said he does not decide on whether to approve or disapprove grant applications. He only makes recommendations to the full board. Many questions may have been answered in committee meetings with three commissioners. However, other county commissioners still had a few questions they wanted answered. One question was the announcement of the school board saying they were going to spend around $900,000 for a building and property for a new central office. While you heard, they only needed somewhere in the neighborhood of $650,000 to apply for the need-based grant for West Stanley Middle School. The school board would have put up that money with the application. They would not have needed the county commissioners at all. They could have filed the grant application themselves. Regarding the study the county commissioners wanted, the county commissioners had offered to pay up to 50% of the cost of the study, but that was turned down. The school board members described the middle school project as vital and said they didn't want to miss any opportunity to apply for these funds and work for years to get this far. And yet, when the time came to put it before the county commissioners, the superintendent nor any school board member showed up to advocate for this vital funding. We asked Chairwoman Carla Poplin why that was and what the superintendent was doing that was more important than millions of dollars worth of funding. Ms. Poplin's been out of town helping with relief efforts. She said she'll send in a response, and we'll bring that to you once we receive it. And at your local news report in the newsroom, I'm Dave Andrews. And if you have news, email us at news@1010wspc.com.